Hello, it's Sustainable Statement Podcast. Today I have Katie, who creates amazing art using carbon fiber, and in this episode we're talking about her art, consumerism, supporting small artists, and long-lasting pieces. Hope you enjoy!
Hello!
Hello!
How are you, Katie?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all good. So excited to talk to you about amazing art you're making.
Oh, got some volume. Hold on. It's going to be loud. There we go. Adjusted volume.
So can you tell us more about what you do and how's your art going?
Yeah.
And how you got into it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So the materials I work with predominantly are carbon fiber and fiberglass. And I got into it because my dad has been a fiberglass laminator and kind of composite specialist for as long as I can remember. I think his first job coming out of school was, I think he planted trees actually for the water board at the time. So he was about 16. I think he did that to about 17. And then he went straight in to working with fiberglass. So he has quite literally done it all his life. He's still doing that now. We both share a unit that we work from. And that's exactly what he's doing now. So, it's always been there in my background. I used to help him really young, really, really young. I used to just annoy him mainly. In the shed, and he'd give me like really little jobs to do, like polishing molds or sanding stuff down. So I'm quite used to the kind of area I work in, but it wasn't till later on I'd kind of gone to university. And kind of after that, I'd had this kind of knowledge of art and then knowledge of what was just very normal to me. And it wasn't until I kind of put them together that I managed to create a process that lets me kind of work with carbon fiber.
That's so special. I mean, it's just amazing when life gives you all those experiences and you put them together and make something unique that's never done before.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, totally down to my dad. There's no way on earth that I would have come across it without it being such a huge part of my childhood.
Aww.
Yeah,
I and how long you've been doing it for?
Years. So I would have probably been around kind of, I was trying to think now. That's like, I'll show my age here, but I must
be okay.
Around, I would have finished college. I'm trying to think. I guess, I know, 15 kind of years. So I'm just thinking pre-children.
that's amazing. So you, of course, have figured out all the pros and cons and how to manage it the best.
A lot of experimental stages to it. A lot of the stuff that I first did just either didn't work or I had to kind of work around the materials as well, because very often with art you've got lots of different materials you can work with, and you put them on the paper and they do what you want them to do, whereas with resins they have their own kind of set of rules, so things like temperature changes how they kind of affects them, heat, but the dampness in the air, that has an effect on them. How they're mixed has an effect on them as well. So the resin I use is a clear resin. Then I use a pigment to colour it, and then a catalyst so that it will eventually set hard.
And that's like almost like a 3D art, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah. But actually,
structure to it.
Yeah, it definitely has a lot of science and structure behind it. It's yeah, you can quite literally. I think when I first started, I kind of did it by memory, and then I started measuring it out quite precisely. And after a while, you can kind of remember the measurements, because I use so little. And normally, in the industry that resin and stuff's used in, it's generally for quite big things. So all the kind of materials are mixed in quite big quantities. So when you get smaller and smaller and smaller, the reaction when you don't mix enough or you mix too much of something is almost like a bigger reaction.
Wow, that's like a full science class.
I
Yeah, but that's how everything comes at the best stage of everything, like experimenting with everything, with art, with whatever you do, with anything, and then you realize, oh, there's something new with that.
Oh yeah, and I'm definitely still learning one of those materials that is has such amazing qualities that you just will never stop learning about it, and what it can do and how many things it can be used for. It's I
Could
think
you share some of those amazing qualities, please?
sure, yeah. So carbon fiber is renowned for being a material more used in aerospace. Later, the Formula One, it's used, and it's used because it's really lightweight, incredibly flexible, as well as being really, really strong. So to create structures out of it, it's perfect for anything that needs to go really fast. So hence the Formula One and aerospace. But
However, the production isn't fast of it. It's a long process.
it can be a very long.
Oh,
Yeah, especially with Formula One, everything is quite literally weighed. So even if it's
yeah.
a tiny amount overweight, then it will get scrapped. But
So yeah, but then that also brings to the point of making everything like slowly, do all the slow making movements rather than mass production everything.
yeah, I think with carbon fiber, in the last 10 years, I've kind of been watching it quite a lot, especially with social media. Makes it quite a lot easier to see what's going on with it. And 10 years ago, there wasn't much in the way of retail carbon fiber. It's one of those things that was more specialist and didn't hit kind of popular demand at all. So there was really no need to kind of really mass produce it in that way. So it's definitely becoming more popular now. So there are things like phone cases. You can get carbon fiber phone cases now. So those smaller things. Then people have had to learn different ways to process it, because the way I process it takes quite a long time. And there's a few different ways you can process it. You can use lots of vacuum type processes to kind of push it into molds, so you get quite nice clean flat areas.
And with processes, it's just amazing how much time you put into everything. And I believe that's really how things should be made now, by time and care and more handmade.
Yeah.
Because that will last longer, as you were telling me that your paintings and artworks are made to last.
Oh, definitely.
So they're not something you would just throw away, and it's not something you would want to throw away because it's just one of a kind piece.
Yeah, definitely. It's like I said, it's quite a nice material to work with, but it's also seen as one of those materials that is quite luxury. So it's really designed to be something that people would want to keep. And with the nature of the materials, they're really designed to last a very long time. So my paintings don't come with glass in. They're all framed, but there's no glass in them because the surface is high gloss. And if you get any surface scratches on them, they can be polished and buffed out. And you can also there's a you can also put different protections on them as well. So if you were thinking about your car, if you have a nice car, sometimes they have carbon fiber elements to them. And you can have, and there's obviously specialist car products that give a shiny gloss look as well as a UV protection. So you can put those on the paintings as well for added protection.
So it's like take care like of your car.
Quite literally, yeah. I mean, it's you, it's a painting, and technically, I suppose it's classed as fine art. And when you're looking after other pieces of fine art, very often you don't touch them with anything that would have any type of acid in, so no tapes or glues because they contain acid. And some tissue papers contain acid. Sometimes people like to mount their artwork, and there are certain types of mount card that contain things like that as well. So when you're looking after a piece of artwork, like a standard piece of artwork, you would consider all those things when you're framing it. But with the carbon fiber, you don't need to consider any of those things because it's so durable, and the chances that it will fade, you would have to put it in direct sunlight for God knows how many years. Like, it would be years and years before it actually faded. But and it, I mean, predominantly it's black too, so it'll get quite warm. But other than that, you can quite literally clean it with kitchen cleaner, wipe the surface down. It's completely glossy and it won't damage any of the painting. So.
That's so great to know, and it's so innovative, and I think that's one of the things that people don't know how to look after things, and they need to know more about it. Or sometimes often just, oh, it's too complicated. Or even when the clothes rip on the seam, and they think, oh, it's a really big seam, but really big split. But if it's on the seam, it's totally fine to fix it. Or just like on yours with a scratch, they need to know that they can just wipe it off instead of throwing it away.
It's funny. I think we spoke briefly about it, but we're talking about the generations, and I think my parents in particular, both of them come from quite big families. I think there was seven siblings in my mum's family and six in my dad's, and they were, brilliant at reusing clothes, fixing them, and passing them down. Whereas my generation, I think we've come through like a disposable clothes scenario where clothes have become so cheap that they've then been able, to be thrown away once they've been used or
Yeah,
pulled
they feel
up.
like not worth fixing.
Yeah. Or it's almost, once everyone's got a needle and thread, because, a lot of people don't own a needle and thread. Once they've bought that, they could have bought the new t-shirt, that type of thing. But I think that's fading out because my daughter's 16 and she very often will adjust clothing to fit properly or adapt it
Oh,
some way.
so happy about
Yeah,
it.
I really do think that the younger generation have got a much better grasp on sustainability, I say it properly, than we have. Yeah, definitely. I think it's one of those things that has become actually quite trendy to develop your own stuff or adjust it and actually be wearing something that's a little different from everything else your friends are wearing.
Yeah, because it's been for so many years, fast fashion, and just kind of
Yeah.
hopefully it's now the end to stop it. There's just more people started doing things like that, and they realize that there's not that big market for millions of t-shirts.
Yeah, I think we definitely are coming out of the fast fashion scenario.
Yeah, I really, really hope so. But it's also the issues is not only with fast fashion. For example, also all of the artwork. Everything is pretty much digital now.
It is.
Like a lot of things.
Yeah, there is a lot of digital. Having said that, though, there has always been quite a lot of digital work. I mean, if you were particularly good at that, you'd go. My older brother did graphic design. He was always brilliant at art, and then that was kind of your gateway into an artistic job, kind of learning the programs that were used then, and then working in some kind of advertising. So that's always been around. At one point, graphic design was just an incredibly popular job. There was something like...
Yeah, everyone wanted it.
Yeah.
It's much easier and quicker to create.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's one... I'm not saying anything bad about graphic design. It's amazing and we really need it. But I'm just noticing how much people are drawn to things that are quick. Quick and easy. So with the art, that's quick and easy to make, that it's easy to look at, that it's easy to, I don't know, change it up if you don't want to.
This is true, yeah, definitely. But there are ways of stuff being quite quick and not necessarily being really expensive. I know that fashion is one of those things, and you'll see it in charity shops. If you have a look in charity shops and perhaps a look at the homeware section, there is always a flowery canvas in there, or you know, the ones that are kind of printed photo type canvases, or pictures, you know, a stack of little frames and things like that. But that's really quite a good thing, because you can use those things to revamp or change your artwork. You might have a piece of artwork that doesn't really fit with your room anymore, and you want to change the style of the room. You can go to charity shops, perhaps get a different frame, paint it a different colour. Or if you're an artist yourself, the canvases, you can paint over them. So you can pick up quite cheap canvases from charity shops and then reuse them.
That's an amazing idea.
Yeah, there's loads of little things like that. And charity shops are really good for frames, and often they're quite old frames, which are made incredibly well.
Yeah, it's just making everything well is just how people used to make it. And the charity shops, like, if they survive someone so many years, it will last people as well.
Mm, yeah.
With all production as well. And you also know that you're supporting a charity and you're saving those items from the landfill.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I really back sustainability. I think there's a lot of emphasis on recycling nearly everything you use and making sure you check all the packaging and stuff like that. And I think some people, when they can't do those things... And also some of the packaging I know has, like things like makeup and stuff, has that it is recyclable. But if it's under a certain weight, it doesn't actually meet the requirements of being recyclable. So even though the plastic that's used can be recycled, they won't recycle it. So some things you just can't recycle at all. So actually reusing things is a much better way to go.
Yeah, and just making things out of, like, even makeup pots, like, I don't know, from face cream, you can put some little things there, or you can decorate that pot.
Oh, yeah, I'm a nightmare for doing that. I keep everything. I have, you know, nearly every vegetable or fruit comes in a plastic container, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I keep them all. They're all in my fridge, and my fridge looks like a set of drawers. So I just put everything in these drawers because it just makes it easier to get out. Also, my fridge is quite tall and I'm not very tall.
Oh, that's really a fun new thing for things that are already used. And I really adore how you said that you can change up the art as well.
Yeah, it's I mean, if you're looking for new art, you might not need new art. It might just be a case that you really like your old stuff, but it just doesn't fit with the room that you're in anymore, in which case you can have it reframed, pick up frames from the charity shop, paint different frames,
or just bring it to other room.
Yeah,
maybe ask a friend if she wants it, or he? If that will work, or could do like a little art swap?
Oh yeah, definitely. You've Facebook is brilliant for those kind of things. I know there's something called Art Swap on Facebook. And then the Facebook Marketplace is really good for art bits and stuff. So, and there's a lot of local artists in whatever area you're in. There'll be a huge amount of local artists that will have a Facebook page, and often you get some amazing artwork that can be very cheap, and they're usually open to swapping artwork and things. So, it's always worth either posting what you've got on there to either sell or give away.
Yeah, and also, like, I really like you mentioning about supporting local artists, because I believe in this time over the lockdown, they have been struggling quite a lot.
Yeah, we are very lucky that we have access to the internet still. Otherwise, we'd be in a lot of trouble. but yeah, it's... so definitely I'd look towards your kind of local area and perhaps artists that aren't quite as well known. There's incredible talent.
Yeah, and even if you don't buy from them, like it doesn't work for you, just still like and comment their posts and share it and make sure that your friends see it, because it doesn't cost you much, but it helps other people so much.
Oh, it does, yeah. I mean... everybody in their life are going to have points where they just, especially at this time, because I know there's been huge amounts of people doing things for charity, and there's been loads of pages asking people to donate and stuff. And there are lots of people that just can't afford to donate and are in some serious situations at the moment where financially they're really struggling. But there's so much more that you can do. I mean, even if you're buying what you normally buy, you can use your local shops and you can use the businesses that you know are small businesses that might benefit directly from having your custom.
Yeah, and it's the same also buying from the brand directly. So even if you go to a shop and you know you buy from that brand in the shop, but you can often buy even cheaper from their own website or their own shop.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, if you check things like if you're big on shopping at eBay or Amazon, you can very often find clues in the branding of whatever product you're buying to find the original websites or the original suppliers, and they are always cheaper.
Yeah, even with like makeup or art or even some food, like all those necessities.
Oh, art's amazing. The big department stores you can get kind of mass-produced canvases from. If you pop along to Facebook and look at artists, there are so many artists out there. And a lot of them only charge the same amount as the reproduction from retail stores for an original piece of work. And it's often much, much better. So, you can kind of swap something that you would have bought retail for something completely original. And a lot of cases have spent even less doing it.
Or just even contacting an artist and asking what you really want for your room or for that place.
Yeah,
because they often take submissions and they're really happy about it.
Oh yeah, the majority of people love doing that. So yeah, I mean, that's something I do a lot of what people want specifically. I quite enjoy that because I quite like finding out and then working with someone to produce exactly what they want.
Yeah, then everyone's happy as well, and you support your artists. There's also then less production, because then you don't need to choose with that many items, or just like, you know, when you try something, it's like, oh no, that doesn't work.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, when you've got a commission, it's brilliant because that then has a place directly to go. It's very different from creating art and then maybe selling it.
Yeah, maybe someone will like it. Because with art, you really don't know. You don't always even know how it will turn out.
No, you've got no idea. I mean, you can look at the market and see what's particularly popular or the subject matter that's popular. For instance, like animals and flowers have always been popular. But it's really going to depend on what that person's looking for. And everyone's so different. There doesn't seem to be a, you know, particular way of finding out that kind of information. Art is so personal to people. There's just no way you could just randomly guess what everybody's gonna like.
And you don't even need everyone to like it, because it's never gonna happen, to be honest.
No, not really. I think in general the best thing to do is kind of what you really like, because then at least you're enjoying what you're producing.
Yeah, and then you can really tell, like, looking from the painting, if the artist was enjoying what he was doing, what was his mood often.
Definitely.
Maybe he was going through something, and it's just so personal, rather than buying loads of prints.
Yeah, it's definitely fun to do as well, and way more personal, and I like it when it's like that.
And then you can also adapt it to everything, so you can get, I don't know, your bedside table made by something. You can get even your flower bouquet made of flowers that you like, and you can even get your clothes made. If you have a design, if you have an idea, you can always ask someone and bring the fabrics that you can, or look at what they have. I really, really love making personalized clothes as well. When it's measured to fit and you know who's going to wear it, just help them express their personality.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, ironically, I don't shop very often fashion-wise, because I think I told you before that I get it covered in resin, and resin, it dries hard. So once it's in the fabric of your clothing, you've literally ruined it. It doesn't wash out at all. So I tend to, when I'm working, which is most of the time, I tend to wear stuff from either from a charity shop or just anything that is so old I wouldn't wear it in public type thing. Like my hoodie has,
or something that you already ruined.
I have a rabbit. She ate a lot of my hoodie at one point, so... yeah, that I wear to work. Old jogging bottoms, that kind of thing. But the last... So I very rarely go out and buy new pieces of clothing. But I do remember, like, a while ago, a long time ago, I bought a dress. And I had that handmade. So that was, like, bespoke measurements and stuff. But it was lovely, and I've still got it. It's covered in skulls, so that's kind of why I got something made, because there just wasn't a dress that I'd wear or that fit my personality, if that makes sense. So I didn't want to go and buy something off the shelf.
Yeah, that's really great. And also the person who made it put so much work into it and loads of art into making clothes as well, and then you just don't want to throw it away.
Yeah,
because
well,
it's made for you.
It wasn't anywhere near what I'd... Having never asked someone to make any, like, a dress for me ever, I didn't really have an idea of how much it would cost at all. And I think it cost me less than £50. So it was, as far as a handmade piece of clothing, it was fairly cheap.
Yeah, it really depends on the fabric, on the how complicated you want it, but it's still much better than getting something that will rip off quickly.
Oh yeah, it's like
and something you love. It's just, you need to surround yourself with things that you love, with art that you love, with flowers that you love, clothes that you love.
Yeah, you should do. I think that's something as I've gotten older, that has become way more important to me.
Yeah, it all brings you better vibes. And once you start doing good to other people, I really believe that to the people, when you do the people, to the planet, to your friends, and when you're kind to yourself, it all just comes back to you. And you feel in much better mood when, I don't know, you're buying from a local market, or when you're wearing a t-shirt that wasn't made somewhere brutally.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, in my house, the table that I'm sat at right now, actually, was my nan's table, and she's moved in with one of my aunties. And the table was literally the table that my mum and all her sisters sat around when they were kids. So I've not,
aww,
I literally have no
idea. It brings in memories.
Yeah, yeah. And now my kids sit around it, so it's super old, and it, you know, like, it doesn't look brand spanking new or particularly modern, but I love it so much. It's got Lindsay scratches, yeah, in it, and there's pen on it.
it lived a life.
Yeah, you can see as well that it's had like a really long life. So, I'm definitely not getting rid of it anytime soon.
And hopefully our kids' children will sit on it as well.
Well, I don't like thinking about that, but
okay. I'm just thinking up in like, yeah, no, 100 years.
But it's funny, my daughter's 16, but her birthday's in December, so she's been saying to me, hey mum, next year I'll be 18. Which I just can't get that into my head. It's not going in at all.
Just time flies.
But,
I mean, time really flies with everything. Crazy,
yeah, it's amazing how quickly it goes.
And the things that last, then you really appreciate them with all the memories you had and good times.
They have, I think, things that do last seem to have so much kind of attached to them. And that's got to be good energy. If it's not, then pass it on. If you're keeping something that hasn't got good energy, then, yeah, recycle that one.
Yeah, thank you so much for all your ideas and all your honesty about sharing things. It was really lovely talking
and
to you.
Yeah, it's been a brilliant subject to talk about. Thank you loads for having me on.
Yeah, of course. I'll leave you all of your art links in the description, and hopefully the listeners will go and check it out, what a carbon fiber art is and how long it lasts, and hopefully we inspired a couple of people.
So. Yeah, that would be great. Cool.
Well, thank you so much. Have a lovely day. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.